Good morning, YouTube. Today is the 12th of May, 2020, Tuesday morning. And I've been thinking a lot about what has transpired over the years in America. And, you know, we're not contending for the culture, we're contending for the faith. Was once delivered to the saints. There are a lot of people out there contending for the culture. And it's true. Our culture has taken a downward spiral with the promotion by the socialists, the communists, and the organizations that have promoted communism and socialism down through the years to try to dumb down our culture, to try to promote immorality, pornography, homosexuality, divorce, open marriage, no accountability, lawlessness and all of that. But evil governments and evil promotion of educational liberalism and all of the organizations out there that are absolutely against the culture of morality are not contending for the faith. They're contending for Lucifer. They're Luciferian in their doctrine. Good morning, Rick Batorik. Good to see you this morning. I'm still unable to broadcast on Facebook. They've pretty much locked me down. I've proven it by the fact that I went even and got another computer with a new browser on it, and it still would not allow me to broadcast. So they're playing games. But the good news, you know, we can talk about the reality of the bad news. But the good news is that we have the solution. We have the solution. I've shared this many times. My dad was about 85 years old. I called him up and was ranting about how bad everything was, how we could lie to about everything. And my dad just listened. He's, like I said, he's about 85, so he would have been about 20 years older than me at the time. So maybe in 20 years I'll have a... maybe I will have matured, you know. He just listened, and after... he let me run down. He said, "Well, Larry, I'm 85 years old. What do you want me to do, Larry? What do you want me to do?" Well, about 6 months, before he died, I called him and I was sharing with him, "Yes, God's word isn't bound. You're right, Rick." And he was 92 at the time. And I said, "You know, Dad, we've been lied to about everything since childhood. We've been lied to about cosmology. We've been lied to about salvation. We've been the doctrine of free will have been promoted to us. We've been lied to, not taught election and predestination. We've been lied to about our government. We've been lied to about the founding of the United States." And he said, "Yeah, but Larry, guess what? We know the remedy. We know the solution. We have the solution to all of this. And that is Christ." You know, Scripture tells us, "Happy are ye that are reproached for the name of Christ." The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. 1 John 4:7, Romans 5:5, and Romans 8:15-16. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:10, 1 John 4:9, Ephesians 1:7, Ephesians 2:7, and 1 John 4:11. You know, they cast aspersions on our Savior too. They cast aspersions on him. Have you had aspersions cast against you? If ye be a reproach for the name of Christ, happy are ye. 1 Peter 4:14. Well, what did they say about Jesus? They said in Matthew 13:55, is not this the carpenter's son? Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? They accused Jesus Christ of having a devil. Say not, well, that thou art Samaritan and hast a devil? He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. We know that man is a sinner. He deceiveth the people. We know this man is a sinner. This man blasphemeth. Behold, a man gluttonous and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. John 1:46, John 8:48. It is enough for the disciples that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. This is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God endure grief. Did you guys hear that? This is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that we should follow in his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guilt found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again when he suffered. He threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Well, this is the word for us today, man. Whatever we must go through, we must realize that look what God has done. Look what Christ has done. He's the one that suffered beyond all measure. You know, yes, our culture is going down. Yes, our society is going down. Yes, it's full of immorality. We should not be surprised. We were told that in the last days, perilous times will come, and will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. I saw an interview on the Today Show with Melinda Gates. She had the gall to wear an upside down necklace around her neck, an upside down cross and a necklace around her neck. Did that tell you something? They're in your face. an upside-down cross around her neck. They're Luciferian in doctrine. That's why they're pushing all of this stuff on the culture, because they're Luciferian. They're worshiping Lucifer. Well, in our world, we are told that we have the power of choice. My friend, we must be careful to evaluate this voice. As it relates to eternal life, it is especially taboo. For God tells us in his word that if we have chosen Christ, we were already one of his herd. My sheep hear my voice and they do follow me. You see, he has selected us from eternity. That's what it means to be chosen from the foundation of the world, selected from eternity. You shall become as God, knowing good from evil. Lucifer's deception to mankind was revealed. Since the fall, men have tried to become their own savior, redeemer, but not true for some. Even though Saul of Tarsus was running away, God struck him down and said, "You're going my way. My sheep hear my voice and they do follow me." God made the decision for his sheep's destiny. What a comfort this truth brings to our soul to know that our Father, our future, controls. Whenever we sin, he forgives his wayward lambs and reminds us in his word, "I am that I am." He has put all things under his feet, including also the tares and the wheat. May we ever be reminded of this fact. The shed blood of Jesus is a solid contract. This contract is between the Father and the Son. The work of atonement is already done. Let's give the credit to whom it is due. Our eternal salvation is from him, not me or you. I was thinking about how that a lot of the people that are touting restoring the culture and reviving the culture and all that, they deny the ninth chapter of Romans and uphold the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the lies of the founding fathers, don't they? They want to hold on to this idea that against the doctrine of original sin, that man is still in the image of God, and that all men are created equal and are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Let me tell you something. All men are not equal. All men are created, but all men are not created equal. And so if you want to deny the ninth chapter of Romans, go ahead. The children being yet born, not having done any good or evil, while yet in their mother's womb, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, he said, "Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated." God does not love everyone. And that's something that people want to deny. That's why I wrote this book. God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. God did not love Esau. And he does not love those that are of their father the devil, and the works of their father they will do. He does not love them. And so this morning we have two peoples on the face of this earth. And I did say the face of the earth. We have those who have been recipients of God's grace, for whom Christ died for. He came to save his people from their sins. And we have those who are of their father, the devil, and the works of their father that they will do. And we're seeing those people right now, exemplifying who's their father is, who their father is. But we have the good news that Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And that is the gospel. That is the good news. Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for his people. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord's laid on him the iniquity of us all of his people. Well, this morning, I want to wish you all a blessed day in the Lord. And let us realize we're contending for the faith, not for the culture. Okay, we're contending for the gospel of Jesus Christ, the true gospel. And one of these days we are going to be ushered into the realms of glory. I want to conclude today with this thought. I can find it here. False science promotes Darwin and evolution, saying things are getting better and better. All we need to do is look at our physical constitution and see entropy and decay. We look in the mirror and we see evolution is a lie. The earth is not evolving into something better. It will all be destroyed by fire. The only thing that Christians have to look forward to is our home in heaven, where all will be peace and bliss and rest for the forgiven. Thank you, Lord, for giving me eternal life in the midst of all this strife. When evil is so prevalent, you could cut it like a knife. When Satan and his minions mock me and say I'm doomed, I see your hands and feet and view the empty tomb. I can never thank you enough for dying in my stead. I have eternal life, not damnation instead. Well, may the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless you, Rick. Appreciate all your comments and your support, brother. And give J. Michael my regards. Tell him I'm looking forward to the upcoming fellowship on Saturday. And also, I think Chris is planning on joining us, and I think we have maybe one or two other people that's going to be joining us. I'm not sure if Walt's going to be able to join us or not, because he may be on the road, but we'll see what happens. God bless.